The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
What is up? Welcome to the show, guys. Chuck and Billy's not your cup of tea. Right now, it's just Chuck. yeah. So I hope you guys are ready for some stuff. I mean, I was here last week by myself. Hey, I can do that. I can do this. No, I can't. I need the Billster here. Me and Bill are just perfect together. You know what I'm saying? Not in that sense. Relax. Yeah, so welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to Chuck and Billy's Nitro Cup of D on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Yeah, so hey, what's going on, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday? I guess it's beautiful. I don't really know. It's cold, I guess. But, you know, that's the way it is. That's just the way it is, you know. But this is the show. It is, you know, a comedy show. People are just kind of, you know, wonder, you know, why are you guys not have a, you know, an itinerary to, you know, talk about stuff? Because we don't. We just, you know, blat things out, and that's how we do it. You know, that's the way it is, right? It's just, it's a thing. You know, I mean, me and Billy got a great chemistry. We can do this, you know, without, you know, writing things down. I mean, there's times where we do, and there's times where we don't. Like we did on the podcast, we did that a few times where we were like, oh, let's come up with this idea. Oh, let's come up with this idea. But, you know, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. We enjoy it. I enjoy just, you know, random, because things come up where you're just like, wow, that's funny. You know, and it's phenomenal. But, you know, I don't know what I'm going to talk about here. Whole hour of fun stuff. Like, yeah, like my intro's still going. That's pretty cool. Let's just stop that. There we go. It's pretty now. I mean, we do cool things on here. I mean, I'm sure you guys have listened to the show. We do, like, commercials. We got a few of those. We got one, two, three. We got four. Actually, we got four commercials. No, three. My bad. We got three commercials on here so far. We, you know, we do our own things. We come up with our own products. We had one called Whispering Willows, which was an old age home for people. Don't worry, people. Every commercial that we do is not real. It's fake. It's not even, it doesn't exist. You know, like the home cremation kit. I hope you don't go out and order that. Like, oh, Chuck and Billy said it's online. It's like for $200, a home cremation kit. Let's take care of Dad. Nothing. It's not real. It's just not real. And I really don't think you should be doing that at home anyways. It's creepy. But we make it fun. We make it, you know, so people can listen to the show and be like, wow, these guys are insane. Why would they come up with a stupid product like that? Because we're nuts. We don't care. you know, it's a blast. I mean, it's you got to understand from this point of view from here, it's not easy to write. It's hard to actually come up with the, you know, how you want it to sound. You know, you got to make sure you don't put anything in there that's bad, like, you know, obviously profanity and stuff like that. You can't do that. But, you know, you just got to make sure it sounds appealing. You know, people are like, oh, hey, that's cool. You know, like the Tudor Fritters one. It's not real, but we have a fake website for it. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, oh, I wonder if I can order. I'm sure there's somebody out there who was like, Tudor Fruiters smellsbad.com. Okay, that's it. Why are there no oh, the website's down. Yeah, because it doesn't exist. So, yeah, you know. But, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, maybe you got to see it from this side where you're trying to make sure that it's top notch for the show, and it's got to sound like, how about ear-catching. I can't say eye-catching because that doesn't make any sense because nobody can see it. Well, I mean, I guess they can see us. But, I mean, you got to make it sound right. You got to make it sound good. Like, I do the intros. I do the intros. I do the outros. That's tough. That's very tough because we got to make sure. I got to make sure that's where the narrator actually harasses us, makes us sound like we're terrible people. But, which is fun because it's actually enjoyable to make them give us, you know, crap on the air and be disrespectful. It's funny. It's a difficult thing to do. It's hard to write sometimes because sometimes you get writer's block and you're just like, And don't get me wrong, there's been times where I've used an AI tool to come up with something because I can't think. You know, I just can't. You know, I'm old. I have, you know, pre-Alzheimer's, I guess is what you want to call it. I mean, women have perimenopause and premenopause, so why can't I have pre-Alzheimer's? Why not? Is that a thing? Can it be a thing? Why can't it be a thing? If you're already forgetting things, you're already pre, you know, like you get pre-approved for a car loan, why can't you just be pre-approved for Alzheimer's and get it over with? It's like, hey, guess what? I forgot. You know, well, then you're pre-Alzheimer's. Like, did you see a doctor saying that to you? I just wanted to let you know you're pre-Alzheimer's. What? I don't get that. Pre-dementia, you know, it's, why? I don't know. Just lots of pre's, you know? You know, but I don't know. If there's people out there that want to do stuff like this, feel free to come into WTBR, talk to the guys here, you know, bring your idea out to the radio. I mean, why not? I mean, this is fun. This is a blast. It's terrible doing it by yourself, but, you know, hey, I can do this. I know I can. It's going to be hard to talk about stuff constantly, but so if I ramble, that's just the way it is, man. It's just the way it is. It's a blast. You know, I love it. I don't mind it. But we got to get more people out there that want to do radio. You know, a lot of people are out there, I just want to do podcasting. Come on, do radio. It's tougher. Do it live. Don't do any of that pre-recorded stuff. Come on. We're doing it live. We don't ever pre-record. Ever. If we have to, then fine. But no, that's not us. We don't do that stuff. That's not our thing. We're not a pre-recording crew. We're just those guys that... Yeah. Billy's here! Shh, he's not here yet, guys. You don't see him. Wait, there he is. Yes, yes. I think there's a lot of things that are figments of our imagination.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Like, America looks great. Can't hear me? Oh, hang on. I might have to turn your mic on. That would help, right?
It would.
Hey!
No, see, he wasn't delusional. I'm really here.
He wasn't here. I told you. He told me anyway.
I'm really here. I don't know if I'm here, but I'm here.
Can you guys see me? John Cena? No.
Yeah. Can't see nothing.
I don't see anything, guys.
Can't see nothing.
So last week I did it all by myself because I didn't know you were sick. I didn't know you didn't feel good.
I know. I slept a lot.
Well, I was dying in Ecuador. I got sick from something. I was not. I just
too much
to
drink.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Besides that, no, I got this really bad cold, and I was just like, ugh. Like me and my wife just slept, and we just wanted to sleep. It's all we wanted to do.
Jet lag.
No. No, alcohol lag.
Yeah, it's a mixture between both. Jet lag and alcohol lag.
Well, because we got there the 20th.
Yeah.
I got sick as a dog 2 days later. Like, sick. I was like, ugh. Like, I couldn't breathe.
Somebody got in the plane.
Yeah, somebody got on the plane and was like, it's all yours. Thanks. Thank you.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. The gift that keeps on killing.
The gift that keeps on giving. And around this time, you know, I mean, it does happen.
But do you know what you had? Or
No, I just didn't feel well.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm good now.
That's good. I'm good. I'm
just
I'm
slept
happy.
A lot. I just slept.
Hey, sleeping's fun. sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, you don't have to be in reality, right?
You're like,
the reality right now is I'd rather sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I can hibernate through this.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be nice. If bears can do it, why can't we?
Yeah, right? Hey, did you know that bears actually don't hibernate the whole winter?
No,
like,
yeah, I
like
know.
People think. Like, I used to think when I was a kid, like, bears would just sleep. Yeah. I was like, how can they sleep so long?
They're stupid.
No, they're lucky.
Yeah, I know. I want to sleep that long.
Like, what makes them sleep so long? No, it's just our bodies actually do the same thing.
Yeah.
We go into hibernation mode, and that's why everybody gets more tired. That's why everybody gains weight in the winter besides the holidays.
Yeah, but, I think, yeah.
It's the way the body works. It's weird, but it's true.
I think it's the holidays. I don't believe that.
You can fact check that if you want. I mean,
fat check.
You can fat check it.
Like, yeah, I've gained weight. Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, darn those cookies.
Yeah.
It's Santa's fault.
It's not the turkey.
No.
Not the ham.
No, it's the yam. That's,
yeah,
I am what I am.
Yeah, I am what I am.
I am what I am, and that's all I am.
I love my marshmallows.
Yeah. Some people don't like that.
I love it.
Some people don't. I think I met somebody once that told me they didn't like the whole
marshmallows on the yams.
The whole thing, the whole dish. Like, they didn't like yams and they
didn't
like
the marshmallows. That's the best.
Yeah.
When you do it,
it's
right,
like it's like a dessert.
Best. Yeah, it is. It's like, oh, yeah.
You get to have dessert with dinner.
Well, it's funny because I never eat those. I never put them on my plate. Yeah. I always, like, do it after. Because to me, like you said, it's like a dessert. You're like, oh, delish. Like,
yeah, you put all the important stuff on there first.
Yeah, like all the turkey and the stuffing and the gravy. And you pile it up like this. Where it looks like a dome for a football team.
Yeah. It's like when you go to the buffet and you see people, because those plates are really small, to be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
They give you like a bread plate.
They give you like a little salad plate or something, like, right? So you go up there, I see guys that go up to the buffet and they got the same thing. They got it like mounded on there, right? I'm like, how does it stay?
They're like, well,
it's
throw
a technique.
Nice taters and
it's a talent.
It is.
It's a talent. My dad can do it.
I can't do it. This stuff falls off on the floor, and you're just like, ugh, it's the piece I wanted.
Yeah, it's a complete dome. And you're like, well, how the heck did you do that?
Yeah, I don't know how they
it's
do that.
It's a talent. And you know what? It's very difficult to do. But it's funny to watch them walk away with this teeny plate, and it's just piled on, looking like a mountain of
looks
just
like a gumdrop.
Random. Yeah, exactly. Like random food everywhere.
It looks like a little gumdrop.
Plus, I have this thing where, like, I don't mind if my food touches, but, like,
yeah.
Certain foods touching, I'm not. I'm like, I don't know.
I gotta separate it. It's all going in the same place.
Yeah, that's
and
everybody.
It's all coming
that's
out in the same place.
That's so. True. That's a lot of people's thoughts.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just a thing. It's like, well, I'll just, you know, I don't know why.
Stop it.
I'm drawing the line.
Yeah. Okay. That right here. This is where the gravy is. You
I
don't
have
touch
boundaries.
You stay there, corn.
These are my boundaries, yeah. Fellas and ladies and whatever you are.
Yeah. And people.
I know it's corny.
Yeah. Well, I knew that was coming. Love the pun.
What pun?
That was a joke.
I'm kidding.
Pun? We didn't have no pun.
No pun.
There was no pun on the playground.
Fun.
Fun puns.
Fun on the playground. But that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been like a month.
Yeah.
Something like that since I've stepped foot in here.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Well,
it's weird.
Like a month.
Yeah, because I came back after 3 weeks, did the show, didn't know you were dying, and then I was.
I hit you up later. I was like,
you're like, I don't feel. I was like, man, I'm worried. What if he's dead? What's going on? And you were like, I don't feel well. I was like, oh,
trust me, if I were dead, you'd know it.
I was like, oh, he doesn't feel okay. Good. Whew. I was having a heart attack. My heart's going like this. I'm like, where's my friend?
Nope, yeah. I'm here.
Okay, good. Good.
I'm here. Bells and whistles.
I don't know if you watched the show that I did by myself.
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, I did. I talked about what happened at the party.
Yeah, I know, kind of know the story.
And I told everybody that I don't know what the dancing skill
was. I did see the video.
God. So terrible, man. It looks like trying to go to the bathroom
awesome.
On the floor.
It was, yeah. Yeah, actually.
I don't know what that is. I don't even want to. He was like, I'm going to teach you this. I'm like, you're not teaching me nothing. I can't dance. I don't know why you're showing me this.
Yeah, just because you're all tense in the core.
Well, I mean, I was sober.
That too.
It only took 2 hours. No, actually, it was 3 hours. I fell asleep for an hour on the bathroom floor, and then I fell asleep for 2 hours on the bed. Missed the entire band, missed the entire mariachi. All of it. Didn't hear one song from any of them. Gone. Woke up, and I was like, huh, I feel pretty good. Like, then the guy comes over, and he goes, you want a mojito? I'm like, no. The mojitos were fine. Yeah, the mojitos were fine. It was the peer pressure from her dad.
Oh, no.
And her two uncles going, you want this? I'm like, no. And they're like, yeah, you do. No. Yeah, you do. No. You want to drink it. All right. Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, it was whiskey and rum all together, so I mixed that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mixed whiskey, rum, mojitos, and beer.
Chuck was 30 miles down the beach without any clothes on, halfway in the sand.
No.
The only thing that woke him up was the tide that came in.
No. Yeah. The only thing, it was funny because I drank all that, and then I was like, I feel great. And, you know, I was dancing, and all of a sudden the body was just, like, slow. And I was like,
something ain't right.
It just stood
there. I don't feel right.
And then and then I went and sat on the bench that was over in the seating area, and I was just sitting there. Completely just oblivious to whatever was going on, staring off into something that I have no idea what I was looking at. And then my daughter comes over, she's like, you good? And I'm like, yeah, like that. And she was like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. She's like, you don't look good. I was like, oh, I'm fine. And I got up, thought I was going to throw up, got up, went to the bathroom. I was like, oh, God's coming. And it did. Nothing came out.
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, what? I was just
did
like,
you dry heave?
Yeah, that's all I did.
Oh, like, no.
That's all I did. Nothing.
That's the worst.
And then I was like, oh, God, that hurt because it hurts.
Yes.
Like, and I just lay, I was like, put my hand on the floor because I was just sitting there, and I was like, that's nice and cold. And I just kind of leaned over, like, gone. Gone. Passed right out. Then my wife came in, she's like, I was like, yeah. She's like, you good? I was like, mm-hmm.
They always knock like a police officer, too. So it's like, it does scare you.
She didn't know I was on the floor sleeping. I told her afterwards. She was like, you did not. I was like, I sure did. She was like, why did you fall asleep on the floor? I was like, it's nice and cold. I was like, so when you throw up and you cuddle the toilet.
It's nice and cold.
Yeah, it was. I was gone. Then she was like, you want to lay on the bed? I'm like, all right. I'll lay here for a few minutes. Woke up. I go outside, and they're doing this thing called the crazy cow. It's got fireworks all over, and they have to hold it like this on their shoulders, and they run around, and they're
everywhere.
But there's a huge...
That's an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, it happened. Her cousin got hit, burned his hair and a huge hole in his chest.
Oh, jeez.
Burned a huge hole in his chest.
Well, you can't really expect it to go perfect.
No,
because
aimed the fireworks down instead of up.
Oh, jeez.
So whoever built it this way.
He built it the wrong way.
And he's like, ah! I didn't see that part. I was like, damn it.
Oh, that would have been a really good, not good, but like.
Yeah, I saw the end of it.
Something to see.
I saw the end of it, and I was like, all right.
That's funny.
And I was sitting there like, and that's when the guy was like, mojito? I was like,
no, I'm good. I don't want one.
I was going to thinking about it. I was like, no. But I did eat this time.
I'll take the mint, thanks.
I did eat first. Remember when I didn't eat first?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do that. You have to put something in your system.
Pounded food. I was like... And I was like, drinking time. But see, that's the cool thing. I drank the 8 mojitos, and I started eating again. I had more chicken and the beef that they had, or the pork that they had there. I ate that, and then I felt great, and I was like, oh, I'm going to keep going. Yeah, no. It was bad. That's twice, and I usually don't act that way. I don't get that way. Especially at my daughter's birthday party. That was bad. You're like, Chuck's dying, so I'm going home. Or he's dead, which one, I don't know. It was bad. So the fundraiser is tomorrow.
Yes, it is. I was wondering if there was a paper.
Yeah.
So we can let people know about it.
Yeah, me and you were supposed to be here too tomorrow, if you can.
Are we?
Yeah, if you can, because Bob just set it up for us.
Oh, okay.
If you want, I can do it.
I'll check it out. I gotta look at my schedule.
It's got for schedule. Tomorrow. Schedule.
Yeah, I know, right? That's crazy.
My schedule.
That's funny. I was just reading this to get myself acquainted with what it says. But here we go. Like I can announce this. So for those listening, 89
A 89
89.7 WTBR FM is proud to announce our 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser. The event will take place on Thursday, November 20th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't miss our guests, including local dignitaries.
Yes.
Dignitaries. Those are important people. And your friends and neighbors from the community. There will be plenty of incentives you can win, including restaurant gift certificates, tickets to local cultural attractions, and much more. You can make your donation at the Rockbox right now at WTBRFM.com. Mm. Don't miss the 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser live from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 20th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wow. From 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Only on 89.7 FM, WTBR. It says FM after that, too.
WTBR FM FM.
And all day live on the air, the WTBR Facebook page.
Yeah.
Thank you for supporting our community radio station. So come support.
Yeah.
Check it out. Listen and support. And we actually did it last year, didn't we? Didn't we come in for
it? Yeah, we
were
here for like an hour.
Yeah, we were here for a little while.
And that dude donated five grand, and then when we hit the...
Yeah, it hit the mark. Yeah. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
I think we were only supposed to be in here for like 15 minutes. We ended up being here for like an hour.
You guys,
it was cool.
They were like, you're only here 15 minutes. You guys are annoying. We don't want you here any longer.
It's
okay,
cool, though. It was fun.
They were like,
That was the one where... Bob had, if we
had
hit
the
goal, he had to shave his head.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah. Bob, you going to do that again this year?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him about that. But his hair grew back.
Yeah.
It grows. It does grow back.
It grows.
I shave my head. I mean, it happens.
Shave your eyebrows. That'd be funny.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah, you'd be like, I look like an albino.
So, I mean... Other than that, how's things been going? Yeah, how's things been going?
Well, I did go to the doctors in Ecuador.
Oh, did you?
About my kidneys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is it bad news or good news?
It ain't great news.
It ain't either.
Well, I mean, it's not.
They're there.
It's not anything I haven't
so
done.
So far. Gotcha.
So we went there, her uncle's...
This didn't include the balloon thing, did it?
No, God, no. I don't want never to do that. That was over my stomach. We're good.
I know.
I don't want that ever again.
But, man, that's a funny story.
It's so nice.
It's so not nice.
It felt so good. I still thought it was funny when I woke up and he told me, it's falling out. I was like, and the guy's like, no, you're good. And I was like, well, put it back in. He's like, no. It was funny. I don't remember any of that. He told me I did that. I was like, whatever. But
no, I didn't.
They did a MRI on my kidneys, and her uncle was like, "Yeah, you got this on your left kidney." I was like, "What's that?"
He's
like,
"Lesion?"
Nope. It's a huge kidney stone, about like this.
Holy cow!
Yeah. And he was like, "Did you ever have this removed?" And I was like, "Well, I was supposed to have it fully removed when I had surgery in 2017." And he's like, what'd they tell you? I was like, they removed most of it. He's like, they barely removed any of it. I was like, seriously? He's like, yeah, you can tell. He's like, I can look at it and see where it was removed. It shows a crack line.
Yeah.
He said they barely removed any.
Jeez.
And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you're lucky if they removed that much. I was like, yeah, but I was bleeding out on the table, so they didn't want to keep me open any further. And he was like, how long? I was like, it says on the paperwork 15 minutes, which I figured I'd be dead by then. But
yeah.
And he was like, well, you can bleed out for that long, but that doesn't mean you're going to die.
Mm.
I was like, that's nice.
That was so nice.
And I was like, so what do I do? He's like, well, I'm going to tell you right now, don't have surgery in America. Have surgery here.
Yeah.
He was like, and I'll make sure it's taken care of properly.
Yeah.
I was like, nice. I'm going to. So if I have, he said, you don't have to do it because if it's not bothering you, don't worry about it. If it starts getting to the point where you're like, oh God,
you know. Found a home there. It's like just chilling.
Yeah, there's like little
it's kids. Been chilling
the
there for
weird,
a while.
The weird thing about it is usually if you have kidney stones in one kidney, you have kidney stones in the other kidney. There's nothing in my right one. Not a thing.
Your right one's like, nah.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, just get out.
it's
like a landlord. You're kicked out.
You're out.
You're evicted. Get out.
You didn't pay the rent.
Yeah, you're terrible. You smell bad.
You haven't noticed to quit.
You had too many bananas. Get out of here.
Well, I mean, essentially, if it's not bothering you, I mean...
It's It's not. Nothing's. It's not bothering me. It's not like, I mean, there's point. Don't get me wrong. There's points where I will move. And I can feel it, and you're just like, you're like, and it's just like, you got that, when you have kidney stone, it scrapes. Like that. That's what it does, but it's not bad. It's to the point where we're like, okay, you're done.
Okay.
Then it goes, and it stays, and it just stops. It just quits. So yeah. It doesn't, I mean, it's not, he said it when it, if it gets to the point where it constantly does that, where you can't handle it, you need to have surgery. I'm like, okay. I was like, I don't want to die on the table. He said, you're not going to die on the table. I'm not going to die.
You're not going to die.
Would suck if you get a call. I'm like, yeah, Chuck's dead. So it's just Billy's not your cup of tea?
Yeah, no.
No, there is no Chuck and Billy's if anything happens to either one of us. Nothing.
Yeah, I couldn't be done, I don't think.
Nah, I couldn't do it. I'd be like, this is Chuck's. I don't want to do this anymore.
This is, I don't like it.
This, welcome to W... I don't want it. I'm out.
Just get out. I don't feel like it. I just can't.
I don't want to do that.
It couldn't be another name either because it doesn't go right.
No. Nope. Chuck's bumbling idiot time or something.
No, but I mean, like, you couldn't add another name. So, like, it's got to always be Chuck and Billy because it's not, you can't put another name into it. It doesn't sound right.
No, Chuck and Craig's not your cup of tea.
Yeah, right? See?
Billy and Willie's.
Billy and Willie.
No!
Uh-uh.
I'd be like, dude, I don't want you here. Go.
Chuck and Tom. It still doesn't. Yeah. Chuck and Tom's not your cup of tea. It doesn't even flow right.
It doesn't. It's just Chuck and Billy. It's just perfect.
And exactly.
Like, it's like, no.
So we have to, like, live forever. But, you know, I heard evil never dies, so I think we're all right.
Yeah, we don't die. We're evil.
I have something. I have something funny to play.
Go ahead. Play it.
And,
let's hear it.
Yeah. I think you've heard it.
Oh, no. Is
but
it me?
I can't. No, it's not you.
Dang it.
I don't know.
If we could show the video of me dancing, you guys would be absolutely terrified. I mean, we could hold it up to the camera.
Oh, my goodness.
People would be like, ew! I'd be like, yeah, that's sexy.
Anyways, it was It was funny.
It was not something.
Your wife sent it to me.
I know. I told her to.
I was watching it, and I'm like... Oh, man.
I told her to. Man. I was like, send that to Billy. He's going to love it. And she's like, okay, click.
She did. Yeah. And I watched it, and I was like, what is he doing?
It's funny because her sister recorded that. She was like, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm recording this. I didn't hear her because the music was so loud.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I don't know what. I don't know what I'm doing. No clue. And then... She comes up to me later. She's like, you know, I recorded you dancing. I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, you remember when you were doing it? She was like, the lowdown. I was like, low, what? Like that. She was like, when you go down? I was like, oh, good Lord. Like that. She showed me. I was like, ew. I was like, delete that. She's like, nope, send it to all my friends. I was like, all right, whatever.
I didn't care.
I was like, I don't care. You could post it on Facebook for all I care. It doesn't bother me.
You know,
when you
have the entertainer's heart, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't
you
matter.
Know, like, anything embarrassing really is embarrassing if you're a true entertainer. Because, you know, if it's going to make somebody laugh, then that's what you ultimately want to do.
I think
right?
I'm
going
to
make somebody laugh.
I'm going to do that at my next comedy show. I'm like, you guys want to see something sexy?
No. I mean, you could just be like, hey... I've warned people that I can't dance, but I do it anyway, and this is what happens. And this is what, you know, so, it's, like, here's my dance moves. Maybe they'll catch on. You know,
hopefully
you can turn them into a fad.
That would be terrifying.
That would be, you know, they probably already are a fad,
well,
but
Trump,
amongst certain people.
We
like
got the ignorant Trump dance, so, I mean, that's pretty.
Oh, the ski, the skiing, the whatever that
so
is.
So stupid.
Yeah, but anyway, I have you. It's
Arnold Schwarzenegger sings "Party in the USA."
Oh God!
Welcome to the land of Phoenix Saints. Whoa! Jump in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is
oh no.
Oh my God.
No. Oh no.
Crazy. Everybody seems so fine. Look and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's what the text in my head on the radio.
I wish we could do that on Suno, dude.
I don't.
Oh my God. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
To using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Ow, we're back. You know, I think it would be better singing that? Who? Bobcat Goldthwait.
That'd be pretty funny.
You gotta find something to see if Bobcat's singing a song. Like Queen.
That would be funny.
Yeah, that would be great. Hell no!
Yeah, well, I don't know. His voice is hit or miss.
It would be funny, though. Like Nirvana.
Oh, there are some.
Oh, it'd be great. That'd be so funny. If we could do that on Suno, dude, you know how many songs I would write with someone else's voice? Oh, it'd be hilarious. Oh, that would be so hilarious. Definitely Arnold, though.
It has to be Arnold.
Oh, yeah. That would be phenomenal. Whew, yeah. That's good times. That's good times. I should play our commercial.
There is more.
Oh Lord. I watch that guy. There's a guy that does it all the time. And he's so funny. I watch him all the time and I laugh so hard. Like he said, what was it? I can't remember. They did Metallica if it was in the 1980s.
Yeah. I actually do have one. I would literally play this song on repeat.
Oh, God.
It is that good. Like, it's actually a pretty good mashup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Eminem, if it were done if it was 1950s. Soul.
Oh, yeah. I see. I've seen that one. That was good.
This one I would play, like...
Lose Yourself if it was 1950s soul.
I would play it on repeat.
You had one shot.
Oh, man.
One opportunity.
There's no swears in that song. Right?
I don't think so.
Seize everything you ever wanted.
I think.
Oh, come on, man.
In one moment, would you capture it? Or just let it slip? Yo. His palms are sweating, his weak arms are heavy. Yeah. His vomit on his sweater already.
Yeah, I've heard this one. I like this
He's
one.
He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready.
Yeah, it slaps, dude.
Yeah, it's really good.
Bombs, but he keeps on forgetting.
Like the 80s Metallica one? That was good. That was really good.
The whole crowd goes so loud.
It was really good.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking.
That is good. I like it.
Yeah, like I would totally play that on repeat.
It's good. It's not that bad. Like there's some mashups that are really good and some that are just like, no.
Yeah, but the other ones are just funny.
They did. What was it? I can't remember the one he did. He did
1,000 Miles sung by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's probably dying.
ow, ow. Making the way downtown. Walking fast. Faces passed and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead. Just making my way. Making the way. And I need you.
And I need you.
And I miss you.
In the chopper.
I wonder if I fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? Because you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you.
We gotta put them up here. We got them. We gotta download them and put them up here.
I swear, for real.
We should play that music. See, we should play music like that here.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
It would be. That, but that was funny. Like, it still makes me...
Ow.
Yeah, it's just that part. It makes me cry laugh.
I miss you.
I know.
I need you.
Imagine the whole get to the chopper thing, but then there's this.
Oh, man.
There's another one that he does for Bohemian Rhapsody, but I don't know if I'll play it.
Oh, my. Be Christopher Walken singing something like that?
Oh, that would be funny.
I would walk 1,000 miles just to say goodbye.
I know. We insert Christopher Walken into everything because it's funny.
You have to. You have to insert him to every single thing known to me. See, if I could do...
You gotta put him in every like part.
If he
in
could,
every movie.
Yeah, if he could do our intro and our commercials, I would do it all the time.
That's so funny.
You gotta buy tuna frutas. Because when you let that blast off, it's gonna smell.
Yeah, he's gotta really do the bad. Whole he gonna get like whispers when it's something.
Yeah.
You gotta understand. It's never nothing.
It's gonna smell really bad.
Yeah.
It's gonna hurt your eyes.
It's gonna,
it's gonna make you.
In the background, you gotta have like, you know, like backup singers. It's gonna smell really bad.
It's gonna smell really bad. Yeah. Go to www.
And then he says that it's gonna hurt your eyes.
Hurt your eyes. It's gonna burn your eyebrows.
Burn your eyebrows. Burn your eyebrows.
You. It's going to burn your retinas.
Retinas!
Burn a bed. Do you smell the sizzle?
Oh, that would be hilarious.
And when they say Tutor Fruiters in the background, like, Tutor Fruiters, you're...
Whoosh.
No, it's like...
Yeah. That's the end.
Yeah.
So, like, remember Snickers when it was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And they would be like that.
Oh, God.
Step into a Tutor Fruiter. Oh, yeah.
Get Macho Man. See, Macho Man singing a song would be funny.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, my God.
I didn't find anything like that. I didn't 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
Before you slam into a slip jam. Oh. Just have a hernia.
He always looked like he was about to have a heart attack every time.
That or die.
And
right
it's
on
weird
the spot.
Because that happened.
I know.
It's not funny.
It sucks, but...
But, I mean, that
his
neck vein.
It's like,
he was
dude,
very,
down.
Very
down.
Angry.
You're gonna die. Holy moly. There's so many of them that were
Arnold
so...
Schwarzenegger sings Careless Whisper.
Oh, come on.
Tonight the music seems so loud. I wish that we could lose this crowd. Despite of this way, we put each other with the things we want to say. We could have been so good.
We should call it Odd Music. We should come up with a show here, call it Odd Music You've Never Heard Before. Sung by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's Careless Whisper. Oh my God. You know how funny that would be?
It would be. And you just mash up every, like, all the oldies. You have to take some of the oldies and maybe even some of the newbies. And kind of like put it to his
like Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sung by Christopher Walken.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
I think you're cute. Here's my number.
Here's my number.
Sung by Chantel.
Oh, God.
Call Me Maybe.
Call me. I'm not,
my name's Chantel.
Call me Chantel.
Call me Chantel. Don't call me maybe. My name's Chantel.
That's how it would be.
If I could
call me maybe. No, don't call me. Call
There's
me,
a
call
thing
me
I could do where I can clone that voice. I'm going to clone that voice and use it as our intro. Hey, my name's Chantel. I don't think it'll go, hey, my name's Chantel, like in the middle.
Like, yeah.
I don't care, but as long as I can hear her talking, it would be hilarious. Hi, this is Chuck and Billy. It's not your cup of tea. Are you guys ready for some fun? Hey, Chantel. If we could do that, I would be perfect. Like, you don't care who you are.
Her voice is annoying, but it's the fact that she says her name is Chantel like a zillion times. It's like during, in the middle of a sentence, at the end of a sentence,
making
before
a sandwich.
A sentence, anything.
I like mayonnaise or a sandwich. Name Chantel.
But that's why I like it. That's why I think it's so great. Funny. It's unbeatable.
You can't beat that. Like, it's just...
And it's something that we made up forever ago. You just busted out with it, and I was done.
Yeah. You're like, stop it!
Just like peach rings.
Peach rings, I'll never live that. That was great.
I knew right where you were going with it,
and I just was like, oh my God, gone. I couldn't talk.
We couldn't even do the next
pieces we wanted to do.
I know.
I want to do sexy talk on here.
I wish, well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, no, we could just do products. I don't think it's not going to be bad.
I think it'd be borderline. I think it would be borderline.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to ask.
I think we run it by and see what happens. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's just products. It's not
just
like
products.
And it's like grocery store products.
We say it in a very
sensual way.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Like Chantel does it.
Yeah.
Peach rings. My name's Chantel.
Yeah. Like the nerds. The one that I did with the nerds. I was like, nerds. Two flavors, one box.
Yeah,
it's
two flavors, one box.
or Cool Ranch Doritos.
That was funny. Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool Ranch. Oh,
dude,
man.
I do miss it.
I was dying.
I love it, man. I love the podcast. It was so fun. We had so much fun. We had so many cool freaking people in there. They were great.
We had a lot of cool characters. Lots and lots and lots of cool commercials.
Like Brett and Tiffany.
Yeah. Brett and Tiffany.
Broad and Chod.
And the Moans family. Edna Moans.
Edna and Bertha Moans.
The whole town.
Charles
it was great.
And William.
Yes.
William.
Hey, Charles. This is William, and that's Charles there.
Gretchen, bring the car around.
Bring the Rolls around. I want to go to town.
Bring the Bells Rolls around. What's to go to Walmart?
Chauncey, I want to go to Walmart. Bring the Rolls around.
Jeffrey. From Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, bring the rules around.
I need to go to the hardware store.
Hardware store? You get me some...
I seem to have lost my pantaloons. I need to go to the hardware store.
I need to go buy me some new car. Oh, hot. Pantaloons.
Yes. And then get me my whiskey with acid.
Jeffrey.
Where's my whisk? Oh, dear Lord, I spilled the sport in my pantaloons. Can you clean this, please?
Oh, we got to do the whole show like that.
It would be pretty funny.
If we get them to do the show, it'd be even better.
Ew.
Jeff, Charles and William.
Charles and William.
Charles. Jeffrey, bring the whiskey in here and two cups, please.
Two glasses.
Two crystal glasses.
My royal lips don't touch cups.
We drink from
glass.
And get me some ice.
Crystal, to be exact.
Go down to the homeless Cumberlands and get some ice.
That's horrible.
I know, I'm terrible. I can't help it.
Cumberland Farms has an ice machine.
Yeah.
Make me an ice machine, Jeffrey.
Go build it.
Squire.
Build me an ice machine.
Squire, build me an ice machine, please. Out in the...
In the parlor.
Do you remember where my wine is in the cellar?
And do you remember
the
code? Do you remember the code of the wine cellar?
Where's my wife, Jeffrey?
Sir, your wife passed away about 20 years ago.
Good.
I've wondered why it's been so quiet.
Now I can drink as much whiskey as I want without the bickering.
I can smoke cigars.
Watch this, Jeffrey.
Watch
this. Honey, where are you? Oh, you're dead.
Watch what I can do.
Ta-da.
She's so
funny. I could sit around without any pantaloons.
Yes.
It's my house.
I'll do whatever I want.
I do what I want.
Pull the car around. I'm going to wear my undies and go in the...
I'm going to go to the store.
I'm going to go to the Wally World. Walk around. See what they say.
In my undies.
I'm just going to say they're all just pair of shorts.
Pair of shorts.
They're very tight shorts. Don't worry about my shorts.
Don't worry.
I'll wiggle.
They have pockets.
They have pockets.
Did you see pockets on your undies?
Oh,
like
man.
Like a back pocket.
Could you imagine?
I'd be like, what the?
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Like, some people wouldn't be able to tell the difference between their underwear and a pair of shorts.
Well, it's funny because you see all those videos where girls get painted with all the clothes on and yeah. Nobody can tell they're not wearing clothes.
Yeah,
why
I did
would you
see
lie?
That.
It's creepy.
To see if anyone would notice.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's just like, how can you not tell? I can tell, maybe.
Sometimes
it depends how good it is. If it's really good, if it's really painted
well. And I mean,
well,
technically everything's covered.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. I just think it's funny.
It is funny.
I can't tell.
It is funny. Some of it you really can't. You're like, wait a second.
You're like, no. But okay.
It's like that picture of the person that's sitting on the beach and it just shows their thighs, but it actually turns out to be hot dogs. Like,
sitting on the beach.
Yeah.
Did you ever see? There's a picture of that, of something like that. It's two hot dogs, and this girl's like, I'm sitting on the beach enjoying my drink. And then the guy goes, man, those are some nice hot dogs. Like, then he goes, those things are roasting well.
It's like, what?
Oh, my Lord.
But, yeah.
I sent you the superhero I made. Did you like him?
Yeah.
Where he was like,
yeah.
Was
he's very, is very well.
The wind, when it separated it, I started dying. It was like, oh my Lord, that's really happening?
Yeah.
It was funny. He's like,
he's flying, flying, everything's flying.
It was hilarious.
Everything is flying.
I made a flamboyant superhero.
Did I see that?
No, I didn't send that.
Okay.
One. He's cute.
He's so cute.
He's so adorable.
Super, super.
He's so cute, Jeffrey.
I don't know.
Bring the pool boy over here.
I don't want to get his...
You want a drink?
Whenever we talk about it, I just picture these two old guys in a library, like in a big, rich, like, house.
I think of him sitting there with just his sport coat on,
yeah,
in
yeah.
his underwear, with his socks, with the things that hold his socks up, and he's got his legs crossed over, and he's drinking whiskey. That's
yeah,
what I
yeah,
see.
But
it's
in,
hilarious.
But in like a library, like a... The library of the house and everything
or
is
the office.
Yeah, and everything is like leather, but it's brown leather.
Every time he moves, like right.
Yeah. And on the sport coat, there's like the emblem of the school he went to, like this prestigious
1946.
Yeah, yeah. Graduated in 1952. He's got like no hair in the middle, only a little hair
just
on the sides, and
over.
It's sticking up.
He's like. Pair of those glasses that are just squares,
yeah, or not, or
with
like,
the things,
or they're like crooked,
with the things that hold on to him.
Yeah,
and he's just sitting there, and he gets up.
He's got his big class ring. What he's wearing? The hand that holds the cigar,
or he's wearing socks with sandals.
Yeah, cargo shorts.
Short cargo shorts.
Too short.
Says juicy on the back.
Jeffrey, would you just bring me my pantaloons?
He's wearing the sock holders. With his sandals. He's going outside like, hey, everybody! To go get the paper. And he bends and he's like... Well, he's like,
or he just stands on like his balcony that's outside the room, just standing there, and you can see everything. And
it would be so.
He just
funny.
Yells, "Hi, neighbor!"
With an open robe, still wearing what he's wearing is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it'd
yeah.
be hilarious. Margaret, I haven't seen you,
Margaret.
How is your husband doing?
He's waving to the...
He died 3 years ago.
He's waving to the staff outside that's clearly, like, you know, doing the lawn or whatever.
Of course it would be immigrants would be messed up, but...
No, not necessarily.
Isabella, hi. Come up here. You want a drink?
Well, he could call him by his own names that he feels like calling him by, like Frank.
Juniper. I don't remember your name. I'm just going to call you Frank.
Juniper, come here.
I'm just going to call you Frank. Frank.
Everyone's looking
come
at each other
here
like, who's Juniper?
Have a highball with me.
Everybody's looking at him. Everybody's looking at each other like, who's Juniper?
Who's Frank?
Who's Frank? There's no men
There's
here.
Always a Frank.
There's no men here. It's just women.
What? On that note.
I used to
Arnold
be a
Schwarzenegger
Frank.
Sings Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, Lord.
I think we'll go with a little Bohemian Rhapsody, gentlemen.
Good call.
Ow, 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 ow. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Fandango!
Galileo!
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 Galileo Figaro Magnifica! Boy now, but he loves me. He's just a poor boy from a poor family. He's wearing his knife from his monstrosity. Ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Let him go. Will you let him go?
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh.
No, we will not let you go. Let him go. No, we will not let you go. Let him go. Mamma mia, let me go.
Oh my God. Oh man, that's good stuff. I like that.
That cracks me up.
It's hilarious.
It like, is.
Oh, I can't remember who was the guy that he had singing. I think it was like Kevin Spacey. He had him sing a song. It was so funny. It was just so, like, mellow.
Which, yeah. Well, like, I could see that with Kevin Spacey. Yeah.
What do you mean? I would walk...
And from K-Pax.
I would walk 500 miles
to K-Pax.
To K-Pax. Oh, man. You guys want to go to K-Pax?
K-Pax.
You want to go to K-Pax?
K-Pax.
Oh, man. It's been quiet on the death scene.
Of celebrities?
Yes.
Oh, it's taking a lull here? Sheesh.
I feel like it was terrible. It was like boom, 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 boom.
Really was. It was like one right after the other.
Thank God.
I was like, what the heck is happening?
So Tom Cruise finally won an Oscar.
Really?
After, what, he's 63, I think, now? Finally won an Oscar.
He's never won
an Oscar.
That dude's awesome.
I know. He's finally won an Oscar. I was like, he should have won that a long time ago.
Yeah. Like, he's a good long actress. Time ago.
He's a good actor. I said good actress. That was funny.
You know, he's an inch shorter than me.
Really?
Yeah. He's 5'6".
Should call him in here and be like, you want to come hang out with us, Tom?
He, they gave him, so in, I think, in, let's see, not, why am I have a brain fart right now.
It's okay, we all do.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
What happened was. In Top Gun, they actually had him stand on a platform, like a box to be taller than the love interest.
Yeah.
Because she was taller than him. And it's fine. And then they would like make specific shoes that would give him a lift, a couple, you know, a few inches lift.
Yeah.
And I'm not picking on him. I'm just saying that I didn't know that he was 5'6".
Yeah, well, I know Nicole Kidman was like 5'9" or something like that.
The women in Hollywood, most of them are a lot taller than many men in Hollywood.
But it's funny.
It's funny that there's a lot of short men.
It's like she would have to coddle him just to give him a kissy. Okay, bye-bye, you big good boy.
Tom, just holding him. Oh, it's a baby, it's okay.
Give mommy huggies.
Give mommy kisses.
Come on, jump. Jump. Good boy.
Pick me up. You're
good boy. Wraps his legs around her.
Pick me up. Pick me up.
Milk and cookies. Milk and cookies. Tom Cruise is going to hate us. He's probably going to be like, I don't like this Chuck and Billy crew.
Hot cocoa.
I want extra marshmallows. He sits here trying to drink off the counter.
Tippy toes.
Yeah. Can't reach the top part of the refrigerator.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
So I'm going to say this again. I'm going to at least attempt this one more time. This is just a reminder. For those of you listening, if you've missed the first half of the show, we just got to let you know that something pretty cool is happening tomorrow. 89.7 WTBR. FM is proud to announce our 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser. The event will take place on Thursday, November 20th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't miss our guests, including local dignitaries.
There's guys that dig holes.
And your friends and neighbors from the community. There'll be plenty of incentives you can win, including restaurant gift certificates, tickets to a local cultural attraction. Or attractions.
Attractions.
And much more. You can make your donation to the Rockbox right now at WTBRFM.com. So don't miss the 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser. Fundraiser.
You almost had it, and then you blew it.
I had it, and I blew it. It's the 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser live from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Thursday, November 20th. Only on 89.7 FM WTBR and all day live on the WTBR Facebook page.
We will be there.
You know, thank you for supporting your community radio station. We need the support.
You got to.
Without you, there'd be no us.
Exactly. So without you, there would be no awesome music that comes from here.
Yeah. There'd be no us. There'd be no WTBR FM. Nothing. On the radio.
You know, Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea would be none of these amazing shows. None of them.
There'd be none of them. Let's see. There'd be no stuff. There would be no Morning Drive. There'd be no Mike's Amazing Music, Deep Cuts. There'd be no Sunday Sounds of Ireland. There'd be no Jazz Collector, Backstory, Nothing. Let's Hear It. there'd be none of that. So it's all because of you guys. So we need your help.
Yeah, so make sure you get in here, make some donations. Even if it's a dollar, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, times are very difficult. It's tough, these, you know, at the moment. But
yeah.
But we all need a little push.
Yeah, push us, punch us, hit us, whatever you have to. Not us. Not us.
But it's going to be fun either way. So listen in and enjoy it. Even if you're not, you know, if you can't donate, that's fine. Listen.
Yeah, listen to it.
You know, tune in.
Alrighty.
Share
We're
it.
Almost done. 10 seconds to go.
Oh.
Aw. Whoa. This thing was way up here when I came in here. I'm like, who talks this high?
Somebody big.
Big guy. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. You guys, hope you have a good rest of your day. Have a good one. Later.